Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Hello? Is this thing on? Are we on? Is this working? Something's wrong. What's missing? Oh, yes. The reverb. Ha 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 ha.
Gang, and now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
This is the Rob Spiewak Show.
Rob Spiewak!
Oh. Hello. It's me. Just like Dude Walker said, it's Rob Spiewak. Just want to take a moment and have a word with you before we begin this, the premiere episode of Rob Radio, a.k.a. The Rob Spiewak Show, right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Thank you for listening, first of all. Thank you to the people at The Wave for handing me the keys to the car, letting me drive for 3 hours this Saturday and every Saturday morning. A word of explanation about what the show is. Perhaps you know me from The Mike O'Mara Show, which airs on The Wave every weekday night at 7 p.m. I co-host that with Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana. I love it. It's the greatest job in the world. But to be fair and to be perfectly honest, the first thing that made me want to be on the radio was music radio. I love music radio. That's why I love The Wave. They play great music all the time. And that is not typical of radio in this day and age. When I grew up, radio was exciting and interactive, and you couldn't wait to see what was about to happen next. Not the passive stuff you hear nowadays, where it's on in the background, and they're happy to have you not change the channel. What I want to bring to you is some excitement, some unpredictability, and some eagerness to see what's he going to play next. I love all kinds of music. My record collection spans back to the 1920s, right on up to today. So you never know what you're going to hear. So I do invite you to stick around and see what's coming up. I hope that you enjoy what you hear. I hope that you have a good time. I hope that you learn a few things. And I hope we have a good time together on this Saturday morning, okay? Very cool. Again, thank you for taking some time and choosing to spend it with us here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. And we will begin the show as soon as I remind you of one thing, and that's the fact that the Delmarva audience is the greatest audience in the world. A little traveling music, please.
This is the Rob Spiewak Show.
The Beach Boys.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me.
Goodbye. draw closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
The cellos here, and just in case you were wondering, the source material for this song, I remastered it off of a 78 RPM record. My hand to God, that's the truth. Check out the cellos here. Oh, there's always room for cellos. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station, and it's me. R-O-double-B, yes, Rob Spiewak in the air chair, grabbing records, having a ball. Good morning! Have I taken a moment to thank the people at 97.1 The Wave for handing me the keys to the station? I certainly do appreciate it. Here's Scritti Politti.
Apart from anyone,
Squiddy Politti. I never thought much for their curds, but they always had the perfect way. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station with Rob Spiewak. And I know a lot of you are wondering, why am I on the air? But they're also wondering, did he bring any jingles with him? Yes, I did.
Butch Born Music.
And if you want to say that right, it's Butch Bore Music. That's the way disc jockeys do it. I know, I've been around them all my life. And stick around, you too can learn to be a disc jockey. As the great Patton Oswalt said, what a horrible thing to be good at. It's Billy Joel here. Perhaps you remember this as the theme to the show, Bosom Buddies. Tom Hanks was good, but me, I was always a Peter Scolari guy.
Got a call from an old friend, we used to be real close. Said he couldn't go on the American way. Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West Coast. Now he gives them a stand-up routine.
Won the Wave, your beach station, and a big hit on the American Broadcasting Company Network. Bosom Buddies! And it's me, your bosom buddy, Rob Spiewak, right here on your beach station. Oh, yeah! You know, in Spain, They call him Eduardo De Niro. Here stateside, we simply call him Eddie Money. Hey, we had a great time at that party. Baby, hold on right here on the wave. Money on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Stick around, folks. Do some British Invasion music next. Don't go anywhere, folks. Because if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Bill Drake.
The year 1964.
And the question, what was the first band after the Beatles to have a British Invasion hit? The password is percussion. That's right, the Dave Clark Five, feeling glad all over.
You say that you love me.
rickety percussion of the Dave Clark Five. Right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. But you know what? They weren't always loud. No, no. As a matter of fact, sometimes they were sweet. And this is one of my favorites, Dave Clark Five, because, aw.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right.
Beach station. You know, I remember when I was dating my wife, long before we were married, I actually sang that to her, and she married me anyway. How about that? Hey! One of my signature bits. Let's have a little fun with music.
Let's have some fun with music, 'cause music's fun.
Fun is the best thing to have, and music is the best thing of all times. Let's go back now, if you will, to 1966. There's a band in the Pacific Northwest. They are called Question Mark and the Mysterians. And they're demoing a song. They called it Too Many Teardrops. Sounded like this. This is the demo they took to Pogogo Records. And they said almost.
Too many teardrops for one to be crying.
They said that's almost right, but we got to do something about it.
Too many teardrops. But what heart to carry on?
So they worked a little on the organ.
You're way on top now.
Changed the vocals a little bit.
Since you left me.
And changed the name of the song to 96
You're
Tears. Eventually it would be released on Cameo Records and be a number one hit. In fact, the fifth biggest record in 1966. And it sounded like this. Ah! One of the grandfathers of punk rock. Here's 96 Tears. Dig it, right here on the Speewag Show, on the Wave.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together.
you'll stop crying. 96 tears. Comes up, I'll be on top. You be right down there, looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry.
Six tears. Sounds like one hell of a wedding cake, doesn't it? 97.1 The Wave is your beach station with Question Mark and the Mysterians. One of the greatest organ leads on a rock and roll record ever. And while we're talking organs, get your mind out of the gutter. While we're talking organs, what about Dave Baby Cortez? It's the happy organ. And remember, if your organ stays happy for more than 4 hours, please consult a physician. 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. On 97.1 The Wave, your beach station with your favorite D, double E, J-A-Y, Rob Spiewak, and a song you've probably never heard. Hold tight. Here's Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch.
Hold tight, count of three, gotta stay close by me. And hold tight, sing and shout, just wrap around the crowd. And hold tight, shut your eyes, girl, you set me up for Zion. Hold tight, carousel, girl, you'll set me at my bell. And hold tight, can't move back,
97.1 The Wave, your beach station. And before you dial into the radio station, yes, that song is supposed to sound like that. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch, arguably more popular in Great Britain than they were stateside, but I still do like that song. And the Beatles occasionally reference it in interviews and things like that. So keep your ears open. That was their big hit. It was called Hold Tight. Now, stick around. When we come back, I'm going to play you my favorite pop song of them all. Can you guess what it is? You won't have to guess if you wait, because on the other side of these, you're going to hear it. And if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
1963!
Yep, it doesn't get much better than this, folks, I want to tell you. A perfect confluence of everything. It's the Ronettes. That song is perfect, from the way Phil Spector produced it to the way Ronnie Spector sang it. But I think one of the greatest parts of it is the percussion. That's Hal Blaine on the drums, and it makes the whole record. And speaking of great drums, this record is no slouch. After he left Sun Records in Memphis, Roy Orbison signed up with Monument Records, had a massive hit, and one of the greatest of all times, Oh Pretty Woman. 97.1 The Wave.
Pretty woman,
walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Wow.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me.
On the Wave is your beach station with your old buddy Rob Spiewak, getting you through Saturday morning and jet setting you right into the weekend. Hope it's a good one. Hope y'all got something good planned. You ever heard this song? Here's something funny, okay? For a guy known for guitars, not a lot of guitars here. This is Santana. We'll be right back. The switchboard is lighting up here at 97.1 The Wave. That's Carlos Santana, not Oscar Santana. Please don't make the same mistake again. It makes it awful awkward, all right? How about a little Double Dynamite? Like that, from Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Sam and Dave, you don't know like I know. Sweet soul music on your beach station.
You don't know.
The Wave, your beach station. Here is a rare occurrence in pop music, a Beatles song that was a hit, but not sung by the Beatles. Actually, it was written by John Lennon, and Paul McCartney was at the recording session. This is called Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas on The Wave.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
It's the Saturday Morning Robathon right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Looking over my playlist here, decidedly British this morning, so I hope you're digging the tunes. When we come back, we'll keep it up. We'll do some Beatles music and some other surprises around the corner, and the two words that strike fear into the heart of every program director, Dean Martin. All that and more, don't go anywhere. If you miss a little, you miss a lot.